Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Noreen Rickert is the tourism director of Greene County, Wisconsin. I don't know if you've been up to Greene County, but boy, what a great place and a great gig that is, Noreen, because it doesn't take much to get people to come visit.
Absolutely. And the nice thing is we are so close to Chicago that it is the perfect weekend getaway if you're looking for some green space, some friendly small towns, and lots of cheese and beer, of course.
Yeah. I remember just growing up going with my parents and then being old enough to drive to go to Monroe. And there was a little place, I think it was a bar on the square, and it would literally be just a thick piece of cheese in between two slices of white bread and a little mayo. And it was like we drove there for that because it was the atmosphere.
It is the atmosphere. And that little bar that you're talking about is, I believe, the oldest cheese store in Wisconsin.
Yes.
It's Baumgartner's Cheese Store and Tavern.
Yes, that's
still
it.
There.
That's it. The name had escaped me. That is so fun. And then, of course, I would imagine when New Glarus arrived, that brought in a whole new host of people, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, the Swiss heritage of Greene County dates back to 1845. And, you know, those folks came here looking to be like crop farmers and ended up realizing that that wasn't going to work as well. And the cheese industry was born because the hills weren't maybe great for crops, but they were perfect for grazing brown Swiss cows and getting wonderful milk to make award-winning cheese.
And, you know, you have a few other things. You sent me a note and things that I was not familiar with, like the Aviation Museum.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. There's some little kind of what I think of as hidden gems in Greene County, and one of them is the Kelch Aviation Museum in Broadhead. And, you know, museums are museums, but this one is pretty cool because it's located in what's been built to be looking like several airplane hangars. In addition to like some event space and things like that. So it's all these planes that you can walk right up to and see. And in addition to that, the really cool thing is it's located right next to the Broadhead Airport, which is has grass runways. So you can watch planes come in and land and take off from these grass runways. And most of these planes that are in this museum are flyable. And so occasionally they are out making the laps.
That's fun. I was featuring a guest a couple weeks ago about farm breakfasts in Wisconsin during June Dairy Month. But you have a farm up there that's a working farm that welcomes people all the time, right?
We do. We have the Wegmuller Dairy Farm, and a fourth-generation dairy farmer. His name is Dan Wegmuller. He really knows his way around cows and tractors, but horses are truly his passion. And this is a real working farm that you can visit. You can actually stay on site for a rural farm stay experience, and you can learn all about where your food comes from.
I'm going to Janesville for a graduation, and I thought, I am coming over, because this weekend you have a lot of stuff going on, right?
We do. It's a crazy busy weekend in Greene County. In Monroe, we have the Monroe Balloon and Blues Festival. So you're going to see hot air balloons up in the air and hot blues on the ground in the tent. Also on Saturday night at the Kelch Aviation Museum, really unique event. They're going to open up those hangar doors, and they have an event called Swings and Wings, and it's a vintage dance with an 18-piece big band. Most of the dancers come in period outfits, but if you're just coming to watch and listen, you will be plenty entertained as well. And it's also Polka Fest weekend in New Glarus.
I love a good polka fest. And before I let you go, Noreen, what is the Chalet of the Golden Fleece Museum?
Totally one of those also hidden gems. So this is kind of like how I like to frame it. So if I like to pretend that I had this rich and eccentric great uncle, and then he sort of walked out of his posh house in 1957, left everything behind, and now I get to go in and snoop around and open the closets. And really cool things. This gentleman was had a very wealthy sort of benefactor who gave him lots of money to travel, and his whole job was to collect things. So he was in Europe like 63 different times and amassed this huge collection of antiquities. I like to say that everything there has a story. There's poison spy rings, monastery tables, Etruscan earrings from 600 BC. So I only wish that I would have had the money to travel like this guy did. His name was Edwin Barlow, and he left everything to the village of New Glarus, and it's all located in the Chalet of the Golden Fleece, which was actually his house.
That is so cool. You must have a website where people can go find out more, right, to plan their trip?
Absolutely, and the easiest website I have to remember is called eatdrinkyodel.com, which kind of sums it up about some of the things in Greene County. And when you're on there, you can take a look at some of these. I have a blog on there, and one of the new ones that we have on there, it's called About the Unexpected Things You'll Find in Greene County, and it covers some of the things that you and I have talked about today.
Well,
I also wanted to mention that. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that makes sense because when I read the commercials, it says eat, drink, yodel till the cows come home. So I love that that's your web address as well. And what's the last point you wanted to make?
I was just going to mention that if you're the type of person who likes a printed visitor guide, like a lot of people do, we'd be happy to send one out. And you can kind of plan out your trip, see where things are, and come to Greene County to eat, drink, and yodel.
Thank you so much, Noreen. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.